Hello.
Hi, is this Josh?
Yes.
Hi, Josh. Josh, this is Paul calling you back here from Local Splash. We spoke most recently about a week and a half ago regarding, of course, branding your business on Google so you could get the calls directly to you. You did say that this might, in fact, be a better time to get that going. Make sure that the website that you worked on and got is actually seen by people and getting you phone calls.
Yeah, I'm in the middle of something right now. Paul, I do have a question for you. You
Sure, of
said
course.
about $250 a month,
Exactly.
$249.99. And the question I have for you is one that my buddy brought up to me, so I'm just gonna say it.
Okay.
What am I getting out of you for $250 a month that I wouldn't get out of Google for paying them directly?
So what you would get with Google and the minimum required it'd be for Google paid ads. You can verify your Google listing on your own. And what that is it's the knowledge panel, kind of a virtual or digital brochure for your business, your website's attached, your reviews, even photos, bullet points for the services that you provide and things like that. But it wouldn't be on the first page. And with that, I mean, since most consumers rarely, if ever, go past the first page, I mean, it kind of ends up being like a digital business card. You have to tell people the name of your company, or they have to get recommended to you by someone else for them to look for your company specifically to see that information. That is one of the things that a business owner can do on their own. The only other thing that a business owner can do directly with Google is Google paid ads, which are AdWords, pay-per-click. They do typically require a $300 ad spend, and the Google ads are not part of the $249 package that we've been talking about here. It's the two or three businesses at the very, very top that have a little green square next to it that says ad. That's Google AdWords or pay-per-click. Clicks cost maybe $5 or $15 each. You tell Google what your ad spend is and where you want the ads to run, and away you go. They kind of set up some pretty much boilerplate ads. They actually started a partnership program 9 years ago, and Local Splash, the company I'm with, was one of the very first companies to join the partnership program that Google initiated to start working with SEO companies and digital marketing firms to provide professional management of these types of services, especially Google paid ads, because Google knows that when those ads are managed professionally, not just like a kind of set it and forget it campaign, but when we go in there and actively do things like phrase match, broad match, exact match, negative keyword, site extensions, I mean, you get a higher ad rank at a lower cost per click, more bang for your buck, and you're much more likely to keep the Google Ad service. And that's exactly why Google started that partnership program. Now, we can do Google Ads. Of course, we're Google partners. We're Google certified for AdWords. We do require a $300 minimum ad spend, but that comes directly from Google. That changed from 100 to 300 about 6.5 years ago. The $249 campaign then obviously doesn't include Google Ads. But what you would get is first page placement for that Google listing in the local map or the PAC result that pops up just below the Google paid ads. That's actually where 9 out of 10 buying decisions are made. More people do go to that local map because they can see that knowledge panel. They can read reviews and look at websites before they decide to pick up the phone and call you. The $249 campaign also has $100 of Facebook ads. Facebook ads are a lot more affordable than Google pay-per-click ads, whereas Google ads, like I said, might be $5 or $15 each. Facebook ads are 20 or 22 cents per click. With $100 of Facebook ads, you're looking at about 400 clicks. It works almost the same way, a little bit differently. Obviously, on Google, people are doing an active search on their phone or computer, looking for something and someone to call. On Facebook, they maybe just have a project in the back of their head. They're not actively looking for somebody. But when they see your ads, they click on the website, and from there it works the same. They pick up the phone, they call you. So it's just another way to reach more people and get more work. And, I mean, the $249 campaign, like I said, does have $100.
Okay, so
So it's quite a bit different than what you would get with Google.
So the difference is going to be management.
Well, it's going to be management, but also content creation. I mean, the businesses that pop up on the first page are not the ones that have been around the longest or have the biggest company or do the best job in town, but they are the ones that have the most relevant content in the area for that particular search. So it's called a search engine. Google and Bing are called search engines, not because people go on there and search for things, but because when someone does that type of search, the search engines, in an instant, search for the content online that are relevant to that search. So whether it's something known to the public like Facebook or Yelp, or unknown like Opendi, Point.com, Solio, Telmap, all of those are different destinations and directories. And known to the public or unknown, those directories are indexed by Google and Bing when someone does it. Hack algorithm, and of course all of those directories like a website talk about your company, your services, your service area, kind of reassure Google that if you were to get a phone call, you could provide that service, and that's what will have you pop up ahead of your competitors on that first page. So it is the content creation, and boy, Google makes changes to the PAC algorithm quite regularly. It's usually just, you know, a shift in directories, additional directories added, or some directories they no longer want us to create. When Google makes those changes, though, because we're a Google partner, they let us know ahead of time. Now, it is something, and don't get me wrong, even local search engine optimization, people do that in-house if they've got the knowledge and the time. Typically, just the content creation takes almost 100 hours. We've got many people that would be working on your account, obviously, with the experience to back it up. As a company, we've been around since 2004. Celebrating our 20th anniversary a little bit later on this year. I mean, there's a lot of things that we can do on our own. We can cut our own grass, we could cut our own hair, we could do our own taxes or whatever, but I mean, there's a good reason that we are more than willing to pay a professional a fair price to do the services that we need.
Yeah, that's why people pay me. They don't need a plumber until it goes wrong.
Yeah, exactly, and they don't really know how to do it themselves, and they're more than willing to pay a professional to get the job done. I mean, you're an expert at what you do, obviously, and we've been doing what we do for 20 years. That's a long time for any company in any industry, and especially for a young industry like search engine optimization and putting businesses on the first page. That is a long time, and we've been in business already about a dozen years when Google started that partnership program, a proven track record of experience and success, and of course that's why we were one of the very first companies to join that Google partnership.
Okay, well, so I want to go ahead with it, and like you said, and I want you to understand this, if I don't get a customer this month that's directed from you guys, next month, we're probably not going any further.
That is 100% understandable. You are going to get a very detailed reporting and tracking system, so you'll be able to see exactly how much work you're getting, where that work's coming from, the breakdown of the keywords.
Well, I got to tell you the truth. I don't care how much work you guys do. Bring me customers, and
no,
I
that's
care.
It. That's exactly. No, it's not the work that we're doing. You're going to see the tracking system that tracks the work and the calls that you're getting. Now, a lot of people just ask someone who's never called them before, hey, how'd you find me? Where'd you hear about me? Oh, I saw your website on the first page of Google. That's enough for some people to know that the service is working. But you'll get detailed reports that update in very near real time. They update throughout the day so you can see exactly where your work's coming from. And it is month to month. It's on a month to month basis for a very good reason. It's our job to get your phone ringing and earn your business 1 month at a time. Now, I typically would never even say this, but I mean, I've heard some of my colleagues say it. I think it's just too corny as hell. But I mean, they'll say, you know, give us 1% of your faith and trust and that first month, and we'll earn the rest, you know. But I mean, I do agree with the idea of that. You know, our job is to get your phone ringing. To be honest with you, that $249 doesn't even cover our cost in that first month. We're going to spend more in time and resources to get you on that first page. But we know that your success is our success. Our success comes from retaining clients long-term, getting your phone ringing and keeping it ringing. So I'm sure we'll be able to do the same here for you. I've actually been with the company myself. April 17th will be my 11-year anniversary. And I do have clients, Josh, that have been with me from almost the very beginning. As a company, though, we've got clients that have been with us even longer, 12, 14, 16, 18 years. Now, I think we talked about this before, but just let me confirm. The number that we are speaking on, this is the number you want your customers to call, right? This is going to be the business number?
I don't know what number you call it, but let's go to the same phone.
Oh, gotcha.
And I have a hard time figuring out who's calling me from where.
Yeah, the number that I've got is 443-469-9243.
No, that's my personal phone number.
Oh, that's your personal number. Okay.
Yeah.
Interesting.
And I'm so irritated that everybody has it.
Really? No, the other number, and I should have looked down where I've got it listed. That's the number I've got as a contact number. But if I look on the business number, and this might be right, 443-626-4238.
Yeah.
That's the one. Okay, yeah, I was looking on the contact number, but I've got it listed as a business number. If you like that, if it's a good number for us to call you, not only would that be the number that we would promote for your customers to call, it can be the only number that we use to reach you. I could put that in the contact number, too.
They both go to the same phone. I don't mind you reaching me whatever way you need to.
Gotcha.
I mind customers reaching me.
They'll see the 4238 number.
Yeah.
The other thing I wanted to ask you, and I think we did already go over this, your business is actually considered a service-based business, meaning that you only go out to the customer. There's not a physical address, brick-and-mortar showroom or location or anything that you would want your customers to see online, right?
Exactly.
Okay, gotcha. Perfect. Yeah, and Google knows it works that way. I mean, you know, even if you had like a shop where you kept your equipment or an office where you did your paperwork, if customers don't come to you, Google doesn't want to list a physical street address. Of course, they wouldn't want anyone driving out there and knocking on your door any more than you would. So you'll just be listed city and state, not even that physical zip code. And then I do have an active email address for you, firstandlastname@gmail.com. Josh, if you don't have any questions for me at this point, and I'll get you off the phone pretty quickly here, I would do a couple of things. One, I'd be taking a look at what we call our client interview calendar. That's to schedule a follow-up call when you've got a little more time. It takes about a half an hour, but our technician will want to kind of dot the I's and cross the T's, make sure we know things like the hours of operation you want to be listed for, forms of payment you take, mission statement, motto, tagline, slogan, what's unique about your business, if you want us to say knowledgeable, trustworthy, client satisfaction, job one, that type of thing. We do take care of that in a follow-up call. You do not need to be in front of a computer for that call. The other thing, Josh, that I am required to do, and it takes just a couple of minutes, because we are Google partners, I am required to read what's called a voice verification. It actually does get recorded through the computer. It attaches to your account as an added form of protection for you, so you know that it is a month-to-month service, that we've waived your setup fee, that it's a fixed flat rate, etc. The voice verification is recorded, but you can stop me at any time if you have a question or want me to clarify the intent of my question. It is, however, pretty straightforward. I am required, Josh, to read that voice verification before I can even ask you for any form of payment, but if everything makes sense at the end, we can move forward from there. Is that fair?
I think it's pretty fair.
Okay, Josh. Give me a quick second to get that set up, and like I said, I'll get through it as quick as I can without being rude, but please do stop me if you have a question. Okay, so it reads as follows. It says, welcome to Local Slash's voice verification. Josh, this part of the call will in fact be recorded for quality assurance to outline your service agreement, and it is an added form of protection for you. It says, in order to ensure the accuracy of your order, for the sake of the recording, Josh, can you please restate the name of your business as you would want it to appear online?
J-Squad Services.
Okay, that's exactly how I have that. And then, Josh, please state your name and your official title within the business.
My name is Joshua Shepherd. I am the owner and operator of J-Squad Services.
And then, Mr. Shepherd, as the owner and operator of J-Squad Services, Josh, of course, you are authorized to enter into this non-contractual agreement on behalf of the business, right?
Right.
Of course, make all the decisions for your company. And then, Mr. Shepherd, for the billing information that you will be using for our services, Josh, are you also an authorized user on that account as well?
Yes.
Of course. And then, Josh, it says to get results as fast as possible, it's important that you are actively involved in your campaign, since it is, in fact, our job to make sure that the people in your area who need your services can, in fact, contact you. For that reason, we specifically request that you do, in fact, agree to be both receptive and responsive in a timely fashion to phone calls, emails, text messages coming from both my company and from your potential customers. Josh, of course, you would agree to that, right?
Yeah, how else am I going to get business?
Exactly. I mean, you hit the nail on the head, but it's, you know, you'd be surprised. I mean, it is my concern when I call my client, I'm calling the business number and it goes to voicemail, or worse still, mailbox full or not even set up. I mean, obviously, I'm going to call them back. That's my client. That's not my concern. My concern is if I were a customer, a potential customer, I get mailbox not set up, I'm not going to try to call back. I'm going to call somebody else. We don't want you to lose those opportunities. Like you said, you have to answer the phone for it to work. Now, it does say in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, Josh, we do ask that you will continue to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement. It is month to month. The reason we ask is all the content we'll create for your company. Of course, we wouldn't want you to pay someone else for services that we are already providing. And the equally, or perhaps even more important, is we'll always make sure that your business information online is always accurate, current, and consistent. So we're not saying you cannot hire someone else, although you definitely will not need to. We are, though, just saying if you decide to hire someone who you think might also create content for your business online, Mr. Shepherd, we ask that you at least let us know so we can make sure that all of that information is always accurate. Josh, that's fair enough, right?
Yeah.
We'll do it called a NAPW audit. It stands for name, address, phone number, and website. Like I said, we'll make sure that no physical address appears for your business online since no customers come to you. We do that audit in the beginning, and we do it periodically too, but if anything new comes along, it's just a good idea to let us know. Now, with all of the reductions in the cost that I was able to apply, of course, with it being a month-to-month service, setup fee waived, this next part reads as follows. It says your payment for the initial term, including the one-time setup fee, which, again, I'll waive entirely, will be charged today's date, the 8th of March, in the very reduced total amount of exactly $249.00. Josh, that $249 is both a fixed rate as well as a flat rate, which means it will never go up. Not at any time, not for any reason, not even by a penny. Mr. Shepherd, it's an exact amount. No taxes, no fees, no surcharges of any kind. Of course, there's no lead fees whatsoever. The calls come directly to you. This does include content on Google, Bing, all the additional relevant directories, the social media campaign, the paid Facebook ads are also included at no additional cost. When the term is concluded, the agreement will be scheduled to automatically renew with recurring billing on the 8th of the month and that same exact reduced rate of $249. Once again, Mr. Shepherd, that rate will never go up on you. As I mentioned, it is offered on a month-to-month basis, completely at will, meaning there is no contract. You can stop at any time for any reason. No questions asked, no fees involved. You can pause it, too. If you end up getting more work than you can take on, need to go on vacation, in fact, if necessary, you can pause the service seasonally by simply contacting our client support team. Josh, all that we would request to prevent the charge for the next month of service is that you would contact our client support team at least 3 days before your billing date. That, Mr. Shepherd, is simply because that closed on the weekend. Josh, do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes.
And then for that first payment of exactly $249, is that going to be on a MasterCard, Visa, American Express, Discover? What works best for you,
sir? It'll be on a Visa.
On that particular card, is it your name, the business name, or both?
Both.
And is it Josh or Joshua, any middle initial?
Let me go get the card. That Give me a second, I gotta go up to the truck.
Not a problem.
I need an apprentice. I'm getting too old for this.
I hear ya.
My son is a little too young to help.
Yeah. My son is 13. I'll be 54 in a couple of months. So I definitely know what it's like to not feel as young as we used to. You know, that's for sure.
My oldest is 5.
Oh, wow.
And I'm 42.
Mm-hmm.
That was kind of the same boat you were.
Well, yeah, you know, exactly. Just about. And I got to say, my early 40s, that's about when I started to feel my age. You know, at that point, I could eat whatever I wanted, as much as I wanted, burn it off, no problem. I had all the energy in the world. And then, like you said, you start feeling these little aches and pains that you're like, wow, oh, yikes, you know. And
what did I do yesterday?
Yeah, and then you're like, wow, what, you get a bruise that doesn't go away, you're like, what did I even bump into? I don't even remember anything happening. It's just weird.
Not bumping to the wall.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, let's see. This card here says Joshua D. Shepherd.
Okay, Joshua.
J Squad Services, okay. Space LLC.
You said it was a visa, right? That should start with a 4. All visa cards do. Josh, I'm actually ready for that number whenever you are, sir.
4,000, 2,300, 9752, 4834.
The expiration month and year?
Expiration 0128.
And the last 3 digits on the back of the card?
233.
233. I've got 233 on the back, 233. I've got January or 01 of 2028 for the expiration date. And Josh, was the card itself 40002300 9752 4834?
Yeah. Hey, I've got a customer calling in. Can you hold him on? Or are you?
Yeah, sure.
Okay.
No, I can hold. I can hold. No problem.
Hello.
Okay, I am here.
Oh, good.
All righty. So in about a minute here, Josh, you're going to get a confirmation email through our automated system. It does have our client support phone number as well as the hours of operation on there. But if you do have a pen handy, I'd be more than happy to give you that information now.
I don't.
That's okay. You're going to get it by email in about a minute. You can, by the way, reach a live client support agent Monday through Friday, 10 a.m.
to 7. Which email did you send that to?
I'm sorry?
Which email did you send it to?
Oh, let me just make sure. The email that I've got is joshuashepherd@gmail.com.
No, this is business stuff. I need to go to my business email.
Oh, that's the email you gave me earlier. What's the better email, and we'll get everything sent out?
So for business stuff, my business email is jsquadservicesllc@gmail.com.
Okay, jsquadservicesllc@gmail.com. So we'll make sure that everything gets sent to that email. Now, the The dash in J Squad, is that in the email too?
What dash?
Oh, I saw on Home Advisor, J Dash Squad Services LLC. On the It's just supposed to be the J Space Squad Services, right?
There's no space. It's the letter
together.
J, the word squad, and the word services, all is one word.
All is one, okay. Now, I see a lot of the times I see misinformation on Angie's profile, so I just wanted to make sure.
That's because they fucking suck, dude.
I've heard worse, believe it or not. I've heard worse. JSquadServicesLLC@gmail.com. So the confirmation email will be sent out to you, but I did want to let you know you can reach a live client support agent Monday through Friday. That's going to be 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. Eastern time. You can, of course, email the support team 24/7. The email is going to be on there as well. If you email the support team, they will follow up with you within that following business day. Now, you'll also receive an additional email. That first month invoice will be emailed out to you separately. There will be a link on the invoice email to the written terms and conditions. That's everything that we did just go over in the voice verification provided for you in writing. You'll also receive that link by a direct text message. When you receive either the text or the email, please let me know. I did want to walk you through a couple of things there. The only other order of business on my end, and I'll get you off the phone real quick, is just to schedule that follow-up call with our technician. You don't have to be in front of a computer for this, but again, we did want to speak with you. Takes about a half an hour, but we schedule by the hour. I could get you in at 2 o'clock or this afternoon.
I can't do it today.
Not today, not even at 6? Okay.
No, absolutely not today.
Okay, no problem. So Monday looks like just about anything between 10 a.m. and 6 p.m. Did you want something mid-morning or late in the day?
I don't care. Give me a call. It's just today. Okay. I have to finish this and then I get my kids this weekend.
Would 10 o'clock work on Monday?
Sure.
Okay, we'll schedule it from 10 to 11. I'm going to send you a calendar invite at 9 o'clock. You're going to receive an automated reminder as well. Real quick, and I'll get you off the phone, I did just want to add a layer of protection here, just a security question and answer. Anyone who calls us, Josh, and tells us that they're with J Squad Services, of course, we will perhaps ask you for the answer to the question. More importantly, if anyone calls you telling you they're with Google or Local Splash, they'll need to know the answer and the question and even my name, which is Paul Gordon. What would you prefer here? Your options are the city you were born in or your first pet's name. Which of those would you prefer?
First pet's name, Duchess.
And then, did you say Duchess?
Yeah.
Okay, gotcha. Got to type it in twice. And then you did say that you've got the website that you were working on hasn't been getting you phone calls yet. Of course, when it's on the first page, you'll get more phone calls. What is the website domain?
It's not www. It's just J Squad Services.
At jscottservices.com?
Yeah.
Okay, gotcha. All right. Sounds good. You're all set and squared away, Josh. Did you happen to receive either the automated email or the text message that our system would have sent out to you by now?
Let's see.
The one we want you to see is the one that says... The one that we want you to see is the one that says Local Splash Initial Invoice. If you click on that, it goes to the Local Splash Terms of Experience. It's going to say something like, thank you for choosing Local Splash. Your invoice is attached below. And then it says, please click here to accept the subscription terms. Are you able to see that?
I'm not doing it right now. I'm in the middle of something, in the middle of stuff.
Yeah, I hear you. I just wanted to give you the heads up. And it makes a little more sense if you're looking right at it. There's a couple of boxes. We want you to click on them. One says that you authorize us to send you SMS messages, which are text messages through the computer. The other that you're the authorized holder of the card. And then it's just going to want you to type in the name as it appears on the card. So it's going to be Joshua D. Shepherd. case sensitive, but no period after the D, so it has to be an exact match. When you can get to it, it gives us a head start so we can get things going, do that initial NAP W, and of course it does let us know that you're aware that it's a month-to-month service, that you can stop at any time, that we waive your setup fee, etc. I appreciate your time. I know you're in the middle of it, the entire phone call, but I did want to be the first to say welcome aboard, Mr. Schrepper. We're excited to get this going, get your website out there, get your phone ringing, and, of course, to earning your business 1 month at a time. Real pleasure again, Josh. You take care. You have a great rest of the day. Sounds good. Yeah, we'll talk to you on Monday. Thanks again for your time today. Take care.